American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more, right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
Dermot and Dave.
Conversation. Crack.
And the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM.
We want you to look up.
It's Aer Lingus.
Does anyone remember that ad?
Look up, it's Aer Lingus. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Look up, it's Aer Lingus. Yeah.
Not to be confused with the ad for the Angelus, which was also people looking up.
But they were looking. It didn't say.
They were looking look for
up.
God.
You couldn't hear the director saying, "Now look up." Unfortunately.
Anyway, instead of looking to the skies, all eyes will be on Dublin's iconic Smithfield chimney as 12 brave staff abseil 190 feet down. There's a good reason for this. Niamh Forrester is one of the 12 flying shamrocks, and she joins us now on the line. Hello, Niamh.
Hi, how are you?
Good, it's Dermot here. Dave is here as well.
Hi, Niamh, how are you? It's good to talk to you.
Are you nervous to be on the radio? Are you nervous about abseiling?
I'm more nervous about this now, this present moment.
This will be far easier than abseiling 190 feet down a chimney, I guarantee you that.
I feel like my heart is about to come out through my chest at the minute. I'm used to waffling at the front of an aircraft, so I kind of
imagine that. You're just talking to everyone on the flight. It's just that, you know, instead of the...
Ladies and gentlemen, would you please sit down in your seats there when the seatbelt light is on? For God's sake, what are you doing going to the toilet now? Sit down.
I was putting it a bit nicer than that now.
Yeah, but we know that's what you really mean, though.
We always like when if you're doing the instructions of when you put on the life vest and then you toggle the thing, or else you can inflate it. And you always put it near your mouth, but you never actually touch it off your lips, because 700 other people have done that.
Exactly.
Okay, well, look, tell us, first of all, about the Flying Shamrocks. What is it you guys do? Because it isn't just abseiling down a chimney one time. You guys do a lot of amazing work all the time.
Yeah, so my son was sick back in 2019. I came home from work, and the following morning he woke up with a huge lump in his neck. So thought it was an allergy, the GP even thought it was swollen glands. I mean, I was on the way to a family wedding. I was collecting my cousin from the airport who was coming in from Australia, not thinking this was where we were going at all. Next thing, I'm plunged into a world of childhood cancer. Next thing, it's rare. It's in his neck. It's normally in the kidney or liver. Then you're being told 20% of survival, and your world is literally upside down. So I had support from family, friends, neighbours. But what my colleagues did in work was we kind of have a unique thing that we do where in times of crisis, we donate leave to each other.
All right.
So, so each person would have given a day, or even, I know that's up to 5 days. So it was just overwhelming, but a huge weight lifted off our shoulders.
So it basically increased the amount of holidays you had so that you could look after your son.
What an incredible gesture between work colleagues. I have never heard of that before.
No.
That people would literally give, well, one of the most precious commodities, which is time, to each other. And what, you know, I guess in times of crisis we tend to say things like, look, if there's anything I can do.
Yeah.
But this is one of those things that is an incredible gesture.
Yeah. And the type of people I work with, the girls actually had to close the book because people were trying to give more. But I was like, I actually do want to come back eventually.
Right. And how's your son now? How's Josh now?
Well, he bounced off to school this morning in a Super Mario costume. So
that's so cool. What age is he now?
He's 7. So he was 3 at the time.
Oh, God.
And, he didn't even appear sick, so it was just it was just out of the blue.
Yeah.
And I mean, then we were told chemo mightn't work because of the tumor type. Then we were told surgery mightn't work because, or it was dangerous because it was so close to vital organs. It did work, and next thing we were faced with having to travel to Germany, and it was proton beam radiation to keep it away. So you're basically just handed over to a charity, which is the Gavin Glynn Foundation. Mm. And it was John I spoke to. And literally their support is unreal. Like, they arrange your flights, your accommodation, your transport. And like, my husband and my other son traveled over and back to me, and he arranged even all the transfers.
Mm. What was it like?
Allowed them to-
Sorry to cut across you, Niamh, but
what was it like,
you know, being so accustomed to working within, you know, Aer Lingus and being part of that whole network and it being your day-to-day job, and then suddenly being a passenger with a very different story?
Yeah. Well, that's exactly where it... I just found myself on the late Dusseldorf, which was one of my flights. I used to do that all the time. And next thing I'm standing in the airport and I just felt a wave of emotion as I walked in. Maybe because I was away from my job, but I've also, my mom flew as well. So I've kind of been reared coming in and out there. And suddenly this was like, just the hardest thing going up the escalator. Somebody asked Josh and he'd no hair. He used to kind of wear a hat, but he loved the shock factor of whipping off the hat to see people's reaction. Like, he got me into so many situations in Germany, even he wanted me to buy bananas so he could put the bananas underneath the doctor so they'd slip and fall. But I was glad nobody knew me then, but anyway, somebody asked him, was he going on his holidays? And I thought my knees were going to go from under me.
Right.
And I suppose then we headed off to Germany. That was hard. We were there for 6 weeks. He was very, very sick. He ended up like in hospital, morphine drip, the whole lot. Really, it was kind of like, even when we came back, it seemed like it was touch and go. I suppose the whole experience in the hospital, it changes you and your outlook on things. And you meet so many other families and everything that it's just a kind of change of life. Basically, he finished treatment then in February 20, and it was only weeks before the lockdown. I think it was the 13th of March. I remember the last day I was down at the school, and we'd special permission to drive in because Josh was sick. I had to keep him away from vulnerable people, and then we didn't see anybody.
Yeah.
So the lockdown kind of did us a favor because he got stronger. We were all in the one house again where we hadn't been for a while. And then I found myself like everyone else walking the streets round and round and round and solving with friends and solving the problems of the world. But I suppose here I was off work. The airline industry was kind of at a standstill. Am I going back to work? Wondering how we got through it. He slowly recovered and he was bouncing around the place. And I was like, how did we get through this? And others, like lovely people and lovely kids that didn't. So I kind of was like, am I going back to work? Then slowly things start to improve. He's now in school. So even bringing him into junior infants, I was like, it was like winning the lotto, I suppose. It was just like, I'm back with normal people now. I think it's time to go back to work. And I suppose I had that idea all the time that I would like to help or like, you know, do something.
And this is where the Flying Shamrocks came from. Tell us about those.
Yeah. So basically I knew my audience and I suppose the crowd that I work with, I knew that this idea might work with them, but I was only back in the door. You kind of have to do all your training and everything. It's all very nerve-wracking. I gave myself about 3 months, but I did not go away where I wanted to see if I could help the Gavin Glynn Foundation. So I contacted management and within a few hours I received a call from Mary Montgomery. She's the director of in-flight services. She asked me what I needed to set it up
and what do the Flying Shamrocks do? Do you basically guide families in a similar situation through the whole flying experience so that they get less of those wobbly knees moments in the airport?
We basically meet them about 2 hours. John sends me an email. I send it out to the gang. We actually have 80 of us. I started off thinking I'd get, five or 10. Now I have 80 people part of a group. So I send off a WhatsApp who's around. And sometimes we're actually fighting over doing it because people want to be involved. And we have regular passengers that travel over and back for frequent treatment that we all like try and meet up with them. So we basically bring them through, bring them to check in if they haven't checked in. We bring them through security and then I've arranged for the crew on board then to meet them, and we hope we kind of distract them from what they're going through
and reassure like, them even, and care for them as they're going through. And you talked about that
if I tell people
yourself.
Yeah, if I tell them about Josh and how he's doing, it kind of seems to help a little bit. You
of
know?
Course, yeah.
And then the Flying Shamrocks decided that this wasn't enough, so you now want to abseil down the tower in Smithfield.
No, well, so another mom that I met in Germany, she was with her son Jimmy, her name is Louise, and she works for Ronald McDonald House. She bumped into a good friend of mine who was doing volunteer work there, and he said, oh, Louise knows you, she wants to ask you a question. So I thought, like, I don't know, thought she was going to ask me about a flight or something. Next thing, this bombshell was dropped about, would you like to do an abseil? And I was like, don't know. And then I thought people would be already, like, would be dodging me because I'm now asking them to volunteer to help me because I'm like saying, would you like to abseil?
So, have you ever tried it before?
No, haven't a clue. None of us have a clue. There's one girl that's from Cork base, and she was actually in St. John's Wood as well. She said that she's done it before, but the 11 of us from Dublin.
Well, I'm assuming there's someone there who has experience, and you won't just kind of go, right, lady from Cork, no, who did it once, tell us what to do. So you'll have someone looking after you, but you're trying to raise as much money as you can for the Gavin Glynn Foundation and for another charity, 22Q11.
Yeah, there's another
as well.
Charity, and I just want to mention about them because I suppose you know about the cancer charity. But Grace is Louise's sister, so her son was born with this 22Q11. So it's my understanding of it is it's where children, you know, with Down syndrome have an additional chromosome. This is where they're missing a chromosome. Mm. So there's 180 different symptoms that they can suffer from. So this charity kind of helps support and do research and to improve things for those children. So
22Q11. So where do people go if they want to donate?
If you go into idonate.ie and you put in the Flying Shamrocks, ours will come up, or else it's the Smithfield Charity Abseil Challenge.
Okay, so idonate.ie, search look, Flying Shamrocks and you'll find you.
You can't stop me talking now. If you want to follow my page, it's at team.gavinglynn.support, and obviously the Gavin Glynn Foundation is the other... is the main charity. Yeah. Well,
best of luck to you and all your fellow warriors. It's going to be amazing. You'll be buzzing after it, as they say. And send all our love to young Josh, the warrior, who's headed off to school. And I'm so happy. We're all so happy that he fought through it all and that everybody's smiling. And Sunday's going to be a big day for everybody.
Yeah. And can I just say happy birthday to Jean? She was the girl that got me into this interview. She looked after Dave. It's her birthday today.
Oh, it's Jean's birthday. So when I was flying back from Orlando, I met Jean. Yeah. And this is how this whole interview came about, because Jean was telling me all about this. I didn't realise it was her birthday today. So happy birthday to Jean.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Jean.
And to everyone else doing it, all the Flying Shamrocks, fair play.
Exactly, yeah.
Thanks all right. Thanks a million, Niamh. Right. See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today FM.